Sale,
April 14th, our
explanation
is Shamarniti, Beijing.
My most worshipable, Daksha Guru Dev, Echileva Pavishta Om Vishnu Pad, Stolita Sat Shri Shima, Shula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先呢，我向我的弟子，嗯，Om Vishnu Pad Astha Dasi Shima Bhakti Vedanta，Swami Prabhupada的莲花组成图，然后自于的无数顶拜。And
the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astha Dasi Sati Shima Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj.
那么同样，我也向我最值得崇拜的。 训示灵性导师 Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Astha Shri Shri La Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj 莲花主呢，尘土自己呢，无数的礼拜。
To all the disciplic gurus in our line of disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
你像我们这条圣线上的所有呢，咕噜的礼拜。 那么我们这节课呢，主要是一些放一些幻灯片以及呢，影像资料，所以呢，在网上的。
So, I've been requested to explain by the devotees here to explain the meanings of all these posters because all over China we have Gurudev's posters. But we're not aware of the deep meanings.
那么我这里的奉献者要求呢，沙曼丽丽的话呢，解释下他的这些画作，就是那意思了。因为中国呢已经派发了很多这些画作，但是呢，里面的一些含义的话呢，可能很多奉献者不清楚的。So
in order to do that, we're going to take a slideshow art break
因此呢,
from Rupa Shiksha.
我们呢可能就从的话，我们讲的这几天讲的命题 Rupa Shiksha 这个里面呢。 放下架了，就是停下，中停下来，来讲一下这一部分的内容。First,
we'll show kind Indira Devi Dasi's video about Gurudev's visit to Guangzhou.
那么首先呢，我就先播放一下呢，Indira呢自己制作的这个幻灯片哈，在Gurudev在广州时候的见面的这个。Okay,
fine. His slideshow in Guangzhou. Then we'll show.
It's not Guangzhou.
It's
all kind of pictures.
It's all pictures.
Oh, I see. What do you have about Guangzhou?
Yeah, you can also.
Well, it's
show
Chinese them. Production. What do you have about Guangzhou?
That's Guangzhou.
Some of this is Guangzhou.
No, this is Taiwan.
Huh?
What?
Oh, Taiwan. What do you have
it's
of Guangzhou?
Guangzhou in the website. We have in the website.
You can find it.
You can find?
In your you mean the morning.
Alright, first we'll show since it's a Chinese
this
movie.
This
oh, this is it. Gurudev in Guangzhou.
This is the Salmangala 没收到这个 Indira 设的这个
Thank you. Okay, now we'll be showing you, because it's going to be an art presentation, we're going to show you Nisanti meeting Gurudev in Guangzhou during his two-day visit there. She's going to show him a drawing of a painting that he wants me to do now. And as usual, we show him the sketch and ask him questions, and he gives answers for how we should develop the sketch. Maybe you can get the sketch
for
the sketch, and we'll pass it around.
Okay.
And Vasanti is going to get the sketch that Gurudev was looking at, and we're going to pass it around for you all to see.
Okay.
Can you make it louder?
You're chuckling, saying very
yeah,
good.
Can you make it louder? Mm-hmm. And can you translate?
Wait, give me your headphones.
So she wanted to tell you that
And then there will be trees on the side.
That's not the big one. You can show them
the
other one. Oh, oh, I see. This is the picture that Gurudev held in his hand. That's not the dark one, is it? That's the dark one. Can I see that, Shema? Can I see that one? Can you show it to me?
Okay, that's cool. Radharani is looking at Krishna, but not at.
You were supposed to say Krishna was looking at Radharani.
Radharani looking at Krishna.
Yeah.
Radharani 的眼睛呢是望着 Krishna.
Who is more beautiful? He's saying that Radharani should be more beautiful than the dancer.
In the four verses, Usually you tell her what to paint, Dhamma Rasa or Bhagavad Gita. coming to Mala, so she feels it is your heart. But for this painting, you didn't say which pastime, so she said she's not feeling like it is your heart. She doesn't know if it's really what you want. So what should I tell her?
有点时候就根据他的心态，啊，回话就行了，啊，这个话还可以的，只要一点改修改就好了。他说前面有几个人物呢，哈，太大了，跟 Rani 的样子一样大了，就是前面有一个跳舞的，还有一个呢蹲在下面的敲奏乐器的，这两个人物呢显得过大。他说他怎么画都可以。
我
得问他签证还没有。
你
想
把那个车停不停吧？
停了。Okay.
Okay, good. She looked good and she died. So you can see how Gurudev makes the pictures happen by his comment.
So Gurudev 通过他的一个哈点评的话呢，哈让到一些人画作呢，啊这样子呢画出来的。
So now by popular demand, we're going to show the different paintings that I did under Gurudev's guidance and explain the meanings.
因为大家的要求的话呢，就是说他现在解释呢，哈在 Gurudev 指导下画的一些画作啊意思。
So this was done for his Gita Govinda book.
这是呢，其中一本书叫《Gita Govinda》啊，《Govinda 之歌》。
First, he had us do a line drawing and then the painting.
首先呢，一般都是做呢哈，先素描的，然后呢，再呢哈，是呢这个呢加色添色了啊。
He said that Krishna knew that Radharani was coming to take water.
那么这首这个篇。
The Jamuna or Radhakund.
啊，这个话的话呢，讲到了哈 ，Krishna 知道呢。Radha 的话呢，会去呢 Yamuna 或者是呢 Radhakund 啊 Radhakund 去拿水啊取水啊去那些湖啊哈河里面去取水。
I think Radhakund is only forbidden. Jamuna.
去啊 Yamuna 河取水。
And so, Krishna, quote unquote, just happens to be there.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的话呢，好像看起来哈碰巧在那地方等着。
And he's asking Radharani, "Oh, I see you have two heavy pots. Can I help you with one?"
啊，他就问呢 Radharani， 他说呢哈，我看到你呢哈。提着两个很重的罐子哈，我能不能帮你忙呢
？And she's playing hard to get.
啊，那么呢 ？She's playing hard to get.
It's an expression in America. Playing hard to get means she's pretending she's not interested.
Radharani 的话呢哈，就假装好像不怎么感兴趣哈。
And very flirtatiously and arrogantly, she says, "No, thank you. I'm not interested."
那么哈，她非常的哈，就是说呢。不感兴趣，就是对好像对他不感兴趣那样子哈，就说了，他说哈，谢谢啊。
I'm a chaste married woman and you're just a debauchee, so don't talk to me.
啊，他说呢，我是一个哈很贞洁的哈已婚的女子了啊，你也只是一个呢哈一个滥情者啊，就是一个多情郎的啊。他说你不要跟我说话。
And that makes Krishna more eager.
那么这会让呢 Krishna 呢哈更加的哈急切。
So naturally, by her spontaneous devotion, all of Radharani's activities and gestures.Increase Krishna's ecstasy and eagerness.
那么当然了哈，就是说呢，因为Radharani自发性的爱哈，他的所有的样子哈，他的言语哈，都会让呢 Krishna 哈更为呢哈着就是急切啊这种心态。
Do you have this in Chinese?
Yes.
This is okay. This is Prem Samput, and I think you know the story.
那么这个是呢哈，在呢 Prem Samput 哈超然纯爱之宝盒那里那本书里面啊，这个插画。
Krishna is always engaged in finding out ways to experience Radharani's love.
那么哈 ，Krishna 总是呢哈找出各种方式哈去体验呢 Radharani 对他的爱。
He could never do it to his full satisfaction, so finally he had to sort of become her by becoming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is himself covered by her moods.
那么他不能够完全的哈去这样子做了，所以他呢哈，就是化身为呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。Mahaprabhu 来品尝哈，他这种爱。
So here's another attempt in his form as Krishna to experience her love, her moods.
哦，那么这也是哈一个其中一个场景哈，作为 Krishna 这个形象里面的话呢，他化身为一个女子哈来呢去体验他的爱。
So one day, one early morning, when the sun is just starting to rise, as you can see.
那么在一天早上哈，这个画里面哈，太阳哈刚刚哈升起来的时候，看到画啊画中的太阳。
When Radharani's parents are out of home, Krishna comes disguised as a heavenly cowherd maid, a heavenly, celestial heavenly maiden.
那么哈，当呢Radharani的父母呢不在家的时候呢，Krishna呢好像打扮成天上的这个歌女哈，来呢来到他家里面。
And he puts on a pink dress and pretends to be very sad.
然后呢，假扮成呢非常的有点伤心。Who is sad?
Krishna, pretending to be a sad heavenly damsel.
好像有点很伤感的这么一个天堂的歌女了。
So after much endeavor by Radharani, this Krishna disguised as a damsel reveals why she's sad.
那么因为 Radharani 的努力的，那么呢这个呢天堂的歌女就向他们向他吐露了心声的为何她呢如此伤心
And Radharani doesn't know who he is.
那 Radharani 不知道他是谁的。
She thinks he's really a demigoddess.
他以为呢他真的是天上的一个仙女。
And the demigoddess said, I was up in my heavenly planets when all of a sudden we heard this flute song, and I followed it all the way down to earth, to Bhangsibhat.
他这个歌女的这个歌仙的就说了她说呢我们在天堂上但是呢听到了这个笛声了一直追逐着笛声来到了 Bhangsibhat 这个地方。
And I sat in the tree there and I saw that Krishna played his flute,And all of you gopis came running to him, and then you had Rasleela.
那么我看我在那个这个树下坐在这树下呢，看到呢Krishna 吹笛子的牧牛姑娘都冲向他了，都奔向他，然后你们一起呢有这个呢 Rasa 之舞共舞。
And then you left the dance, and Krishna left the dance right after you, following you. But then later on, he left you too.
那么呢，他说呢首先是你呢离开了就是 Radharani 了离开了这个呢。Rasa 之舞其次呢 ，Krishna 也紧接着你呢，也离开了这 Rasa 之舞，然后呢，他也离开了你。后来
And you were weeping and wailing in great separation.
然后你在呢极大的分离之中的话呢去呢哭泣哭叫。
Oh Radharani, you're such a perfect chaste lover, but Krishna is so he doesn't know the meaning of love.
那么他说 ，Oh Radharani 你是一个呢非常贞洁的一个爱人伟大的爱人了。但是呢 ，Radharani Krishna 并不知道呢什么是爱。
He has a lot of other good qualities, but the fact that he cheats you,
那么他虽然
removes all of his other good qualities.
他虽然有很多美德了，但是呢，他骗你这一点的话呢就呢将他的所有美德就是说呢覆盖了。
So I think you're making a big mistake to love Krishna.
所以呢我觉得你犯了一个大错去爱上了 Krishna.
So Radharani said generally.If someone is criticizing Krishna, I wouldn't have anything to do with him.
老道理说哈，通常来说呢，如果一个人批评 Krishna 的话呢，我跟他就没关系了跟这个人没关系。
But for some strange reason, even though Krishna is a debauchee, still my love for him always increases. In the same way, even though you're criticizing my beloved, my love for you is increasing. I can't understand why.
他说呢哈，尽管呢 Krishna 是一个多情郎哈，但是呢我依然哈。就是说呢，依然是爱他的。那么同样的话呢，你尽管呢现在当着我的面批评他，但是呢，我却对你的爱的哈，也是呢哈，就是说呢，是增加的啊。我不知道什么缘故。
And then she proceeds to explain to him how actually Krishna does love her purely.
那么呢，这个呢
，for pastime to increase their love, he acts like a devotee.
那么这时候呢哈，这个假扮成的这个歌仙的 Krishna 向呢 Radharani 解释了哈，他说呢，实际上呢 Krishna 哈。对你的爱呢哈是非常的纯粹的，但是为了哈这个逍遥时光的哈这个能情悦的增加这种情悦了，那么呢他扮演一个哈多情人的哈这种的角色多情郎。
And then she said, actually, Krishna and I are one one soul and two bodies, or one wick with one candle with two flames, or one stem and two flowers, blue and yellow.
嗯，那么 Radharani said， Radharani 说哈，我跟 Krishna 实际上是呢哈，一个灵魂呢，两个身体哈，一个灵魂呢，然后呢就像呢一个灯上哈，两个灯芯一样啊。
So Krishna said, well, if you really want and he really knows what you're thinking, then if you were to meditate on him right now, he would appear, right?
那么呢，这个哈 ，Krishna 就说了哈，他说呢，如果呢 ，if you really
want。You and him are really like one soul.
那他说呢，如果你们两个真是一体的话呢，哈，那你现在呢，冥想他是会不会出现你在你面前呢
？So she said, "Well, I don't want to be embarrassed by having it not happen, but I'll try."
那么哈，老段也就说呢，哈，我不想的哈 ，I don't want to be embarrassed.
I don't want to be embarrassed, like if it doesn't happen that he comes before us just before I'm meditating on.
那么的话，我不想的话，因为呢，他如果没出现在我面前的话呢，哈，我会感到很尴尬啊。
But I'll try. So she closed her eyes and started meditating on Krishna.
啊，但是呢，我会试一下哈。因此呢，老道理呢会闭上眼睛哈，去冥想的 Krishna.
And praying to God, not Krishna, God.
他向神呢祈祷。
By her meditation, Krishna would come.
啊，急着他的哈，这个呢冥想的话呢哈，哦 ，Krishna 会来啊出现。
So meanwhile, Krishna disguised as the demigoddess, immediately took off those clothes and put on his Krishna clothes.
所以呢哈，这个呢假扮成的哈，这个天上的哈。优先的哈，这个 Krishna 的话呢哈，将他这个外面的衣服的哈扯掉，就是放取下来哈，那么呢穿上的哈 Krishna 原本的这个衣饰。
And he told the other sakis there, like Lalita and Visakha, not to say anything.
那么他也告诉呢哈旁边这个 Lalita, Visakha 哈其他牧女姑娘哈 ，Saki 的话呢说呢，你们不要出声哈，不要说什么话。
So then Radharani opened her eyes.And she saw Krishna there.
所以呢哈，Radharani就睁开眼睛的时候呢哈，就看到了 Krishna 在那里了。
Without his disguise, so she started to weep in happiness that it worked.
啊，那么呢，这里面就是不是哈这种呢乔装打扮的 Krishna， 而是原貌的 Krishna， 他呢，就呢在呢哈非常喜乐的情感之中哈掉泪了，确实哈他的冥想哈成功。
So then she told Krishna that there was just a demigoddess here, and she told me to meditate.
那么他告诉 Krishna 说呢，刚才呢有个歌仙，天上的歌仙哈，来到这哈，他叫我去冥想你。
Oh, but first, Lalita and Vishaka said to Krishna, "How did you get here? No men are allowed here."
那么首先呢，是 Lalita Vishaka 呢哈，就看到 Krishna 这样子了，他说呢，你怎么闯进来的哈？没有男人可以进来这里的。
And he said, "I don't know. I was just in my house, and all of a sudden there was this big, like mystic pool, and I just found myself here."
那么呢 ，Krishna 就说了哈，我也不知道哈，我只是在家里面而已，但是我突然间感到一种强烈的拉力哈，就把我呢，哎，我突然间就在这儿了啊。
So then Radharani said, "What happened to the demigoddess who was here?"
Radharani 呢刚才就问了哈，他说，哎，刚才那个歌仙跑哪去了啊
？So Krishna said, "I don't believe that any demigoddess or any heavenly planet came here to Earth to your house."
那么 Krishna 说呢，我不相信哈，有啥歌仙哈会来到呢这个地球哈，来到凡间呢，来到你家里面的啊。
So she said, "Yes, it really happened. Let's go find her."
Radharani 说，确实是这样子的哈，让我们去找找她吧，哦。
So Radharani and Krishna went in the house to look for her.
所以呢 ，Radharani 和 Krishna 的话呢哈，就进屋子呢哈，去找这个哈歌仙。
That's the end of the story.
那么这就是呢哈这个故事的结束。
But there are a lot more beautiful details, but you have to read it in the book.
那么有很多细节，很漂亮的细节哈。那么大家要在那个书里面哈，《超然纯爱之宝盒》那本书里面啊。
And in fact, it's interesting because just as we've been discussing praying.In our Rubashiksha class, that it can only be understood by experiencing it. So Krishna is saying the same thing to Krishna, the demigoddess, as the demigoddess said. You can't understand the love that me and Krishna have unless you experience it. So you should don't go back to your heavenly planets. Just live with me, and then you'll gradually learn what is praying.
Radharani said to the God.那么我们今天早上也讲到了哈 ，prema 的特征呢，就是说呢，你只能是体验的哈，不能够呢，只是字面上去了解的，就是说只能体验才能够明白 prema 是什么。那么同样在这个对话里面的话呢 ，Radharani 呢也对哈这个歌仙呢也说的哈，他说呢，你留在我身边哈，你能才能去知道这种 prema 哈，而就是让他那个歌仙哈留在他身边。
And then God said, "Yes, I want to live with you forever."
那么这歌仙呢
，I always want to be your maid servant.
歌仙呢就说了哈，我想呢哈。跟你留在一起哈，永远成为你的女仆。
And this is called Radha alone.
那么这呢是其中哈 Radha 哈单独一个人这张照片了。
Radha is lamenting that, all my youth and beauty and ornaments and beautiful dress, what's the use of it if Krishna is not here to enjoy it?
那么呢哈 ，Radhani 这里呢哈，在那种呢哈感叹了啊，他说呢，我的青春哈，我的美貌，我的啊衣饰啊，我的衣服啊，美丽的衣服，还有呢事物的话呢，如果 Krishna 哈没有来这里呢哈享受的话呢，这些东西有什么用呢？
She is a perfect example of how one who's situated in pure bhakti thinks.
那么这个是呢哈一个呢哈绝佳的哈这个榜样哈一个处在纯粹的奉爱之中人哈这个想法。
So to think that what's the use of anything I have, my intelligence, my mind, my possessions, if it's not used in Krishna's service.
也就是说呢哈这种人会想哈我的哈财产啊。我的这些啊，所有拥有的东西啊，如果呢不运用于呢哈，我的智慧啊，我的心意哈、啊，如果不运用于呢对 Krishna 的服务，他们有何用处呢
？Then she's imagining that Krishna is with another lover.
那么她现在想象哈、啊、，Krishna 现在呢正在跟其他爱人在一起，情人。
And she's imagining what they're doing together.
然后她还在想象哈、啊，这两个人哈、啊、在做一些什么事情。
So in that imagination, she's experiencing that Krishna is doing whatever she's thinking he's doing to somebody else.She's experiencing him doing it to her.
啊，但是的话呢，她在想象过程中呢，哈，又想象着呢 ，Krishna 哈跟其他爱人在一起的这些呢，事情的话，好像呢，哈，是发生在跟她做的一样，哈，跟她发生在她身上一样。
You know how sometimes when you think of two other people doing something, it's really happening in your body.
也就是说呢，当我们哈去，我们有时候也会这样哈，当你想象两个人在做什么事情的时候，这种呢，哈，产生效果的话，好像在你的身上一样。
That's why it's important to think of Krishna and his associates and our Gurudev and not mundane people because otherwise by thinking about them, they're living in our body, aren't they?
They're entering into
us. They're living in our body by our thoughts.
当我们哈，也所以呢，我们很注意一点，就是说呢，要时常去冥想的 Guru 哈 ，Krishna 等等呢，他们的同游哈，纯粹奉献者啊，不然的话，你冥想世俗之人的话呢，那么实际上他们就住在你的身体里面了。因此呢，非常危险哈、哦，去想一些世俗的人哈、哦，他通过你的念头和思绪的话呢，他住在你心里面。
I once once Gurudev said in a lecture in California that you shouldn't look at you know those advertising posters because then they live in you for you know and then you have an emotional reaction to them and then they live in you for thousands of births.
那么估计有次在呢哈，这个加利福尼亚州讲课的时候，他说呢，你们不要去看那些广告上的哈，就是那些很煽情的那些话，就是广告上那些话。他说这东西的话呢，你看他的话呢，他就跟你有个情感的反应哦，他可以呢在里面住呢哈 ，thousands of lifetimes， 几千世哦。
So then I asked him in Mathura that you said this in California. So how do we become free from that? Because those are riding around in Mathura.You're not going to close your eyes, so how do you avoid getting the impressions of all these posts, all these advertisements that are around you?
那么我当时呢就问 Gurudev 哈，他说我说呢哈，那你坐在车上呢哈，他已经就是说你不可能总不能闭上眼睛嘛哈，那么他已经进来，如何呢去呢免除呢这种的印记呢哈，对我们的作用呢
？How do you protect yourself?
如何保护自己呢
？So he said, no problem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.And it just goes right by.
那么 Gurudev 说哈，没有问题的哈，你念诵 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 这些东西呢，就是呢，哦过啊，这样就飞过去了啊。
So that's all a perverted reflection of Radharani's pastime to Krishna.
这些东西的话呢，也不过是呢 Radha 和 Krishna 哈这些呢逍遥时光的哈一个扭曲的倒影。
So by thinking of her imagination, in her imagination, thinking of Krishna and this imagined lover, she's actually and talking about it.She's actually experiencing Krishna doing all those things with her.
所以呢哈，罗拉尼呢，通过冥想呢哈 ，Krishna 与其他的爱人呢在一起的哈这些呢场景等等呢，那么他实际上呢体验到了好像 Krishna 在跟他哈一起哈在做这些事情一样的。
And because in the spiritual world everything is absolute.
因为在灵性世界呢哈，一切呢都是绝对层面的。
So just by talking about this and thinking about it.Krishna actually was with her doing all those things.
那么呢，通过呢哈去冥想这事情和呢哈讲述这事情，那么实际上 Krishna 就是呢，跟他在一起哈，在做这些事情。
Even though it looks like Radha is alone, actually she's experiencing thousands of pastimes with Krishna.
所以呢，这个哈看起来好像呢，拉多阿尼呢是独自一人哈，但实际上呢，他在呢哈与 Krishna 的话呢哈，经验着哈，就是说呢，很多很多的哈，千百万个哈这个逍遥时光。
Whatever Radharani dreams is absolute truth.
所以呢哈，拉多阿尼呢所梦到的东西呢哈，都是绝对真理。
So the goal of our life is to become her maidservant and assist in her moods of separation and meeting.
所以的话呢哈，我们的目标是成为她的哈女仆了，然后在呢服务之在啊在她的分离和呢相聚之中哈去呢协助她啊服务她。
Oh, okay. I'll put the
So this is the famous Sevakunj painting.
这是很著名的一个哈 ，Seva Kunj 啊，这个画，福的森林。
When Gurudev was first telling me to do this painting, he said, "Can you paint my heart?"
那么当时哈 ，Gurudev 呢叫我画这幅画的时候呢，他就对我说哈，你能不能把我的内心哈画出来啊，把我的心画出来
？So this painting is actually a manifestation of Gurudev's heart.
所以可以说呢哈，这幅画呢也是 Gurudev 的哈这个心啊啊这个展示。
Again, Radharani is playing hard to get.
那么呢，这时候呢
，Pretending that she's not interested.
啊，拉多尼呢再次呢哈跟 Krishna 的话呢哈，就是说呢，有点哈这种呢对他好像不感兴趣哈那种，实际上相反的一种情感之中。
And this is increasing Krishna's ecstatic eagerness.
那么这也会呢哈增加呢 Krishna 哈这种狂喜的哈这种呢急切之心呢。
So the two birds that are just above Radharani, the two green parrots, they're arguing. All the details of the painting came from Gurudev, by the way.
那虽然这两个哈，就是说呢，细节的话呢，都是由咕噜在那边而来的啊。那么上面哈，拉多尼头上有两只绿鹦鹉呢哈，他们在上面呢争吵。
Even the fact that Krishna is wearing kind of a transparent tight shirt also came from Gurudev's explanation to me.
那么这就像Krishna 哈，这个穿着那个紧身的哈透明的衣服啊，这种装饰的话呢，也是Gurudev哈透露的哈，给我透露的想法啊，就是他所说的。
And Gurudev, as I said, posed for Radha and Krishna.
那么 Gurudev 呢，也呢哈，就是说呢，将 Radha Krishna 的姿势的话呢哈，给我呢演示出来了。
And Krishna is saying, Radharani, I gave you my prized possession at your lotus feet, my flute.
啊，那么呢
？I surrender my flute at your feet. So what more can I do to prove myself to you?
那么 Krishna 对 Radharani 说哈 ，Oh Radharani, 啊。我呢将我最最珍贵的哈最宝贝的呢这个呢财产哈这个笛子呢哈放在你的足下了，那么呢我还能够哈还能够做什么呢？嗯。
Please place your lotus feet on my head.
请将你的莲花足呢哈放在我的呢头上吧。
And dissolve or extinguish the fire of my fire of separation from you.
啊，请呢哈熄灭呢我内心中呢与你分离的这种呢哈这个大火啊。
So the two birds, Sukhansari, the male and female parrot, are having an argument.
所以这两只鹦鹉鸟的话呢 ，Sukhansari 哈，就是说呢，公的和雌的两只鹦鹉鸟呢，在那里哈争吵了。
Can you tell they're having an argument?
你能看出他们在那吵架吗
？You're looking at them. Sukha is saying how Krishna is superior.
Sukha 呢哈，这个公的鸟呢说呢，公的鹦鹉呢说呢，Krishna 更高啊。
And Radharan and the sorry parrot.The female parrot is saying how Radharani is superior.
那么雌鸟呢哈 ，Sorry 呢就说了哈，他说呢，Radharani 哈更高。
I think that Shama Didi has the Brajmandal Purukama book, so she can translate it for you.
Already have in Chinese.
Oh right, that's right. So you can read about that in the Brajmandal Purukama book.
那么在呢哈 Braja 朝拜之那个之旅那本书里面呢，就提到了哈这个逍遥时光啊，关于这个公鹦鹉啊，以这个雌鹦鹉的争吵啊。
And there, Gurudev said there are millions of pastimes.
Gurudev 说呢哈，有数百万计的逍遥时光的。
In relation to this picture.
哦，跟这个呢，画相关的逍遥时光有百万计。
And you can see the manjaris peeping through the creepers.
那么我们看到呢 ，manjari 们的话呢哈，通过呢这些蔓藤的哈这些呢地方的话呢哈，瞅进来了啊。
Experiencing the moods that Radharani is experiencing.
那么他们体验着呢 ，Radharani 呢所体验的情感。啊，他箭头所指的一些地方。
Santi revealed all their secret hiding places.
那么哈，这些呢秘密的躲藏地点哈，满足你们的。
And waiting for the right moment when it's their time to come in and serve.
他们等待着呢哈，恰当的时间进来呢服务呢啊，这 Radha Krishna。
Okay, next. And gradually by chanting in front of this picture, more and more pastimes will be revealed to you.
那么在哈这个像之前哈念诵的话呢，那么很多笑时光哈，更多的笑时光可以向你们的揭示出来的。
And this is the famous Vanugis painting that was also done under his guidance.
那么这也是一张很著名的一个 Vanugis 啊，就是呢。笛子之歌哈，这个配图了啊，可以想吹笛子哈，周围呢是一些朋友。
The gopis are teaching by their own example how how to do perfect bhajan.
那么牧女姑娘哈，以他们的榜样的话呢，像我们讲到了哈，就揭示了呢如何呢做呢哈，就是说呢这种bhajan哈灵修了。
Because really the gopis are in their homes and they're singing the verses of Gopi Geet.
那么呢是呢哈。牧女姑娘们在家中了，唱出了 Vanugis 这些的诗节了。
And by being completely absorbed in these verses about how Krishna is out in the forest with his friends and the animals.
因为完全专注在这些诗节里面哈，就讲到呢 Krishna 哈如何呢在森林里面哈与他的牧女童啊哈这些牛只哈在一起。
They end up in the place of those verses, that is the forest, same forest.
那么他们哈就是呢终止于呢。哦、他们所讲述的、哦、这个地点的、哦、森林里面的。
So this shows that if we become actually absorbed in the mantras that we're chanting, then we actually end up writing the mantra. We become part of the mantra.
所以呢，这里面讲。
That's the goal of chanting the mantra that you actually enter into it.
这里面也讲到了。
It enters into you.
嗯，你们啊、就是说，如果念诵曼陀罗的时候呢，完全专注于这个曼陀罗的话呢，最后呢，你结束的时候呢，实际上你就在那曼陀罗。哦，所描述的场景之中的啊、哦，这牧牛姑娘本来在家里面唱诵这个 Vanugis 的、哦、这个笛子之歌的，但是呢，最后他们发现他们在森林里面了，因为他们在唱的就是森林里面的哈、哦、所有的场景，最后那么他们进去曼陀罗所描述的东西里面，所以我们念诵这个曼陀罗的话，终极目标呢也是进入了、哦、这个曼陀罗里面啊、哦，或者说让曼陀罗进入我们中。
So I think most of you have your Gayatri mantra. So if we chant the Gayatri mantra with full attention and faith and prayer.Then we end up in the mantra, in the pastime, fanning Radha and Krishna.
我们哈大部分人的话呢，接受了这个伽曲曼陀罗哈。如果你们真正的哈去呢，完全专注于哈，投入的念诵这个曼陀罗的话呢，最后你发现哈自己呢，哦在呢给 Radha Krishna 哈上扇子啊，在小时光里面。
By the Yamuna River with the birds and the peacocks.
啊，在 Yamuna 河岸边哈，旁边呢是一些孔雀啊，还有呢啊鸟类啊等等。
So there are the gopis.Manifesting in the forest because they're absorbed in their mantras and now they've manifested in the kunj and they're hiding.
所以的话呢哈，通过呢哈，因为专注于这个曼陀罗本身呢，那么牧女姑娘最后呢，显现在呢哈这个森林这个地点哈，这个呢哦丛林面哈，把他们躲起来啊，躲起来看。
And Radha and Krishna are stealing glances.
那么呢 ，Radha Krishna 的话哈，在这里呢，stealing glances.
Yeah, they're.So that nobody's knowing what they're doing.
他们开始啊，偷晃了眼神了啊。
So I think next year you'll have Vanugis in Chinese.
那么明年的话呢，你们将会有 Vanugis 这本书啊。
So
这是 Rita 在翻译啊。
So when you get it, you can look at each verse and see where it fits with the painting.
所以呢，你们可以哈在看的啊里面的词语的时候呢，啊看看哪一个哈是配合这个画的。
For example, you'll see that there's a verse about the cows. The gopis are envious of the cows, that the cows are out with Krishna and they have to stay at home.
那么呢，哈，牧牛姑娘呢，这里面哈讲到了他们嫉妒那些牛了啊、哦，那母牛啊，因为呢，这母牛能够出去啊，与 Krishna 在一起，而他们哈只能呢，就是说呢，身锁闺中了哈，就在那自己的屋子里面哈躲打藏着。
And when the cows hear Krishna's flute playing, they become so intoxicated that they forget to chew the grass.In their mouths, and the grass just hangs there, neither being swallowed nor falling down.
这牛的话呢，听到飞翔笛声的时候的话呢，哈，它刚好咬着这个草啊，啊，这草呢也没有咀嚼，也没有掉下来哈，就呢掉挂在它们嘴边。
And their ears become like cups to catch the transcendental sound of Krishna's flute.
那么他们的耳朵哈，就像呢变得像杯子一样哈，去呢接住呢飞翔哈这个笛声哈这个超然的甘露了。
And through their ears, they take the sound in, and Krishna comes in the, enters their heart through the sound of the flute, and they embrace him in their heart.
所以的话呢，他们通过哈这个耳朵的话呢，哈，就是说呢，啊， 将引下来哈，这个甘露啊 ，Krishna 的话通过这个声音哈、啊、进入他们心中，而他们也在心中呢拥抱呢 Krishna。
So Gurudev posed for the cows, showing how the ears were straight up.
所以呢 ，Gurudev 呢哈也给我呢哈，就是演示了哈这个女娲哈、啊、她的耳朵哈、啊、如何是竖起来的啊。
And this also Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur.
那么这是一个。
Gurudev gave many instructions.
啊，这个圣人哈、啊，就八颂灵思的作者哈、啊，圣 Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur.
This is Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, one of our most prominent predecessor acharyas.Writing Bhagavad Gita commentary or commentary of any of the other scriptures.
那么他是我们哈使徒团系上然后一个非常重要的一个呢啊导师了。那么对呢圣典佛家梵歌啊以及呢哈其他经注的话然后进行了评述的啊。
And you see the kunj back there, the opening of the kunj behind the deer.
你看到呢哈这个呢鹿我后面的那个哈森林吗？啊。
And you see there are flowers all around it, decorating it.
有花哈在那装饰着啊。
So Gurudev told me that the kunjas, because they're conscious, they decorate themselves for Radha and Krishna.
那么 Gurudev 讲到了哈，这些 kunja 呢，这些森林花园呢，他们本身是有自觉的，所以他们呢哈，为了 Radha Krishna 而呢哈，自己呢啊装饰自己。
And Gurudev told me about the pen in his hand and the ink thing and the water pitcher.
那么哈 ，Gurudev 也讲到了哈，他手中的笔呀。还有呢哈，这个呢，啊墨水，这个墨啊，这个墨盒哈、啊，还有呢周围的哈、啊、这个东西。
And he's weeping because he's realizing the innermost meaning of the Gita.
那么哈、啊，他在哭呢，是因为他呢哈能明白呢哈，像梵歌哈之中的这些呢哈内在最内在含义的。
When Gurudev was in the Philippines, about 5 months ago, he said that your service.The service of the Philippine devotees should be to distribute the books and also these posters.
Read the books and distribute.
To distribute the books and also distribute the posters. He said that will be your service.
那么呢，在菲律宾的时候的话呢，就是去年的啊，在马来西亚古代这个显现日哈、啊、这个庆祝之前呢，他在菲律宾，那么他对当地奉献人说哈、啊，你们的服务的话呢，就是去呢哈、啊、派发这些书籍和呢这些画。
And these posters were being sold along with his books at the book table at his Hari Kata festival in Badger and in Italy last year.
那么去年哈在呢 Badger 啊或者是呢在意大利哈这些活动里面呢这些画呢也是一样的哈在这个卖书的地方的话就是呢派发的啊。
And Gurudev made a couple of announcements in each place, on two nights, two occasions, that the devotees have to.Buy all the books at the table and all the posters at the table, so that there's nothing remaining.
所以固定那两次。
And they should distribute them.
两次的话呢，哈，说到了哈，就说呢，这些书哈，大家呢要买掉，然后呢，这些画一样啊，就说呢，不要呢留下来啊，直接派发出去。
And Italy is complaining that in our Prabhupada's time, the devotees used to give up. They gave up their youth and their beauty and everything.To engage their energy in distributing books. He said, but my disciples, they're not doing so well in that area.
那么当年啊，就是在啊意大利的时候呢，哈，固定呢，有时候呢，哈，就会说了啊，他说呢，啊，帕帕德那个时代哈，那些年轻的啊奉献者哈，就是当时他们把那青春和精力全部投拿出来啊，啊，就是说呢，为他的咕噜哈，就说派书啊等等呢，做这些服务啊。他说呢，哈，我的这些门徒的话呢，哈，没有这样做。
Okay, next.So this is the famous Radha Yashoda and Damodar.
这是呢哈 Radha 这个 Yashoda 妈妈和 Damodar 就是呢小 Krishna 的故事。
Showing that Krishna is bound by love only.
那么呢这里面展示的话是 Krishna 的话呢他只是被爱呢哈所呢捆绑。
And those cute little parrots and crows down at the bottom are very significant.
啊，那么呢哈下面那些很可爱的哈鹦鹉鸟啊还有鸟的话呢，就非常的 significant.
Because when Krishna was in the form of Lord Ram, he took help from the crows, Kakabhusundi.
啊，那么当时呢，在 Krishna 呢以 Ram 的化身呢下来的时候的话呢，他得到了哈这个呢这个乌鸦哈，
Kakabhusundi
哈这个呢帮助啊。
I tried to save Sita.
他想呢救 Sita 哈，当时这个鸟王。
So now that his descendants, these crows, Krishna wanted to repay them, so he was stealing the butter and feeding them.
所以呢 ，Krishna 哈想呢偿还他们哈，那么他呢就偷来的奶油呢哦，就喂食哈喂养呢这些鸟。
And when he stole the butter, he thought he was being careful so that Mother Yasoda wouldn't find him. But because he was stepping in the butter and yogurt, he was making all his footprints, so he was easy to find.
那么当他呢，啊，就是偷的时候呢，他以为呢他已经呢非常小心了哈，不足以被发现。但是实际上呢，他因为脚下呢哈留下了这个呢哈奶油的痕迹的啊，所以呢实际上他也是被抓住了。
Now, if you look at the two monkeys there, can you tell who posed for them?
那么这个呢哈
？Can you tell one of the monkeys who posed for them? For it, it was Vasanti.
Vasanti, 啊
，He posed for the monkey.
那么这两只猴子的话呢，是 Vasanti 做模特的哈，他呢哈就是把那姿势呢哈给他呢展示出来，给他画。
Okay, next. Okay, now.This painting, when Gurudev saw it, it's in the deity room here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks very beautiful, and it's beautiful golden frame that Shyama deity gave it.
那么这个画呢，在香马的这个呢，神像房里面是有的哦，非常就是加上那金边框，很漂亮的。
So this is called Manani Radha. Radharani is angry at Krishna.
那么这是称为呢 Manani 啊 Manani Radha 就称为呢 Radharani 呢哈对 Krishna 哈。生气的这种状态。
And that makes Krishna very eager for her, and that increases his ecstasy.
那么这也会呢哈，让 Krishna 的话呢，哦，这个内心哈就更加的哈急切了哦，也增加了哈他的狂喜。
And the details of this also came from Gurudev.
那么这个细节的话。
Including the dimple on Radharani's elbow.
Including the dimple.
You see the dimple?
Yeah, of course.
Can you show with the watch the pointer?
Before it was too straight.
Oh.
See.That little dimple there. So he made. So he said to put that there.
啊，包括呢哈，这个呢走啊，啊走步啊，这个那个位置的话呢哈，也是Gurudev呢哈强调的啊。
And he said that Radharani looks like a pucker Brijbasi or first class Brijbasi.
他说Radharani哈像一个呢哈第一流的哈Braj居民了。
And Gurudev said this painting is even better than the Sevakunj painting.
那Gurudev说哈，这个画的话呢，比Sevakunj还要好。
And when, huh?
Huh?
I don't know if I can express that. Go ahead. When Gurudev saw it, he said, "What have you done?" Like he was excited.
啊，那么 Gurudev 呢？哈，看到这个画的时候，他说呢，哈，你画了哈是什么呀？哈，就是好像很惊讶的样子哦。
And Gurudev, when he was looking at Radharani's her fingertips, he said, when the girl is in man, then she scratches the ground with her fingers.
那么就说呢，这里面哈，古典呢解释到的哈，如果女孩子生气的时候，她会用那手抓那个地啊，抓那地板。
And in Kartik a few years ago, when this picture was almost done, he showed the painting to all the thousand devotees who was at the Kartik festival.
那么几年前哈
，He said he wants everybody to help the art department. Remember?
To have it in the apartment.
To help in some way.
啊、那么呢 ，to help in some way means what?
Anything, money.
啊、
do some saving.
那么几年前的话呢
，help distribute them.
啊 ，Gurudev 呢就是说呢，这个话呢哈出来的时候的话呢，他向所有奉献展示这幅画啊，就叫那奉献者帮助啊去派发呀 啊等等啊出版啊发版啊啊。
Okay, next. And this is the pastime of Krishna disguised as a singer from Mathura.
那么这是呢哈 ，Krishna 其中一本就是那个《纯然惊喜之月光》哈那本书里面 ，Krishna 呢打扮成了一个呢 Mathura 来的歌手哈这样子女的哈歌唱者，女歌就是。
Do you all know this story?
Yes, in the book.
You have the book, but have you all read it?
这本书大家读过吗？纯然惊喜之月光。
How many have read this story?
谁有这本书的举手。
Have read it.
纯然惊喜之月光哈，这本书里面其中第四段了，四个故事第四回。
Except that Gurudev gave guidance throughout. And one time he said Krishna's arms look too fat. You should make them more tapered like the trunk of an elephant.
Too fat.
Before they were.
那么一开始画的时候呢，哈，那古典呢就评论了哈，他说库什呢，他这个举起来的手呢太胖了哈，他说呢应该像那橡皮那样子就行了，不要太胖了哈。说哦。
So all the pictures were under Gurudev's guidance.
所以这些画呢哈，都在古典的指导下呢做出来的。
Okay, next. And this shows Vyasadeva giving transcendental vision to Sanjaya.So that Sanjaya would be able to tell the Bhagavad Gita about Krishna and Arjuna to the blind king Dhritarashtra.
So, 这里面讲到的哈是呢 ，Vyasadeva 呢给他的门徒 Sanjaya 的话呢哈赐予呢哈超然的视力，一样他哈这个最后呢 ，Sanjaya 能够向呢这个瞎子的国王哈 Dhritarashtra 呢讲述呢哦这个就远处的哈这个战场的这个情况。
Because Vyas gave Sanjaya transcendental vision.He was able to see what was going on in the battlefield 90 miles away.
所以呢，因为呢哈 ，Vyasa 赐予呢哈 ，Sanjaya 这个超然视野，所以他能够呢讲述呢90里外哈这个呢战场上的事情啊。
So this is what happens if somebody becomes a sincere devotee, then the spiritual master gives him transcendental vision so that he gets a transcendental television in his.Heart, so that he can see everything past, present, and future, both in the spiritual and material worlds.
所以呢哈，当这个纯真诚的奉献者的话呢哈，那么他灵性导师呢会赐予他哈这种呢超然视野哈，以让他能够真正的哈见证到呢哈过去、现在和未来啊，包括灵性和物质的啊两方面。
So that's what we want to get from our Gurudev, that transcendental vision.
啊，那么这就说呢，这种超然的哈，这个像电视机一样的哈，就说呢，这也是我们想哈让 Gurudev 那里能得到的哈这种超然视野。
And you can see here, Sanjaya is now speaking to Dhritarashtra, the blind king, and he's explaining what's happening in the battlefield 90 miles away with Krishna and Arjuna.
所以呢，这里面哈，这个富豪呢就讲到 Sanjaya 如何向呢这个国王哈 Dhritarashtra 的话呢讲述哈90里外的战场上哈发生的事情哈 Krishna and Arjuna 啊等等。
And there's Arjuna in one chariot and Bhishma in the other.
哦，那么是其中一个马车的话呢是 Arjuna 哈，另外一个马车呢是呢 Bhishma。
So wherever there's Krishna, the master of Arjuna, the master of all mystics, and Arjuna, the supreme archer, there'll always be victory and opulence.
所以呢，这《博伽梵歌》其中一个世界哈，哪里有呢玄秘之主啊 ，Krishna 和那伟大的弓箭手 Arjuna， 那哪里必然就会有胜利。
So I was on a walk once with our Srila Prabhupada, and he began the walk by saying, "So if you're always on the side of Krishna, you'll always be victorious."
所以呢，有次的话，在清晨散步的时候呢。我跟帕帕的哈在散步的时候，他说过了哈，如果你在 Krishna 那边的话呢，你永远是胜利的。
And Gaur Premanandi Hari
Bol.
Any questions or comments?
有没有问啊？有没有问题？
啊。
那
如果
你
在
Krishna 那边的话，你
永远是胜利的。
Radharani, 哪一个
Oh, here's Gurudev making a comment about the painting.
Oh. 对对对 He said, why Krishna is also crying in the photos? Radharani is crying in mom? And why
Krishna is crying because Radharani doesn't want to talk to him.
That's
he's feeling separation. He's feeling if she doesn't talk to me, I might as well kill myself because there's no use to live.
那么因为这种分离的情感了哈，就是说呢如果说拉尼的话不与他的对话啊，不与他说话的话呢，他觉得哈自己还是哈死掉算了，就是那种分离的情感。
But whenever Radharani and Krishna are sad, it's just another variety of ecstasy.
但是呢哈，无论呢哈Krishna 哈就说或拉尼的话，就是所谓的悲伤呢，实际上也是另外一种狂喜哈，因为呢在灵性世界没有悲伤的啊，没有我们现在概念那种悲伤。
Both the misery of separation and the happiness of meeting.Are both varieties of happiness.
所以呢，不论是呢分离中的这种痛苦，还是呢相聚中的喜乐的话呢，这都是不同种类的啊喜乐。那 Gurudev 的话呢，在呢哈评价那些话哈，并且呢去修正啊，就说这已经加天色之后了。
This is 4 years ago.
这是四年前的哦。
In Houston, Texas.
休斯顿的时候。
That's it.
why Krishna is so like slim, like
you want him to be fat?
Maybe the traditional one, Krishna a little bit fat. I don't know. It's in the some of the poster in India, really fat, you know, fat Krishna, really the round face and you know all this thigh, and then you know the it's really like strong.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't know. But Gurudev has any comment on that?
No, like, I mean, I just keep going, and then he tells me if you're doing right or wrong. But he never told me he was too skinny.
He said
the first thing.
The Radharani, Viraha one. Viraha one is out. What's that on the background? Is the Radha Kunna. Radha-kun, huh? That's Radha-kun.
And the agitating waves of Radha and Kund are just reflecting her agitated mind because Radha-kun is her.
那么后面呢 ，Radhani 呢哈，这个分离的是单独那张照片哈，这个 Viraha 这张照片的话呢，实际上是呢后面是 Radha-kun 哈，它里面有很多水的漩涡，然后代表着他的这个心意里面哈这些呢思绪的哈这些漩涡了因为 Radha-kun 呢本身就是代表 Radhani。
That's why its waves are swirling because the mind is swirling.
因为它的哈在心意里面哈在那打漩涡哈漩涡状了，那么呢，所以这个湖的话呢有很多漩涡
And the lotuses in Radhakund are her eyes, and the bees in Radhakund are the are her moving moving eyes or the curls of her hair.
那么哈这个Radhakund 的莲花的话呢哈就像她的眼睛一样 is her eyes,
or her moving eyes.
No, the lotus,
restless eyes.
The
lotus is her eyes, and the bees are her
moving
restlessness of her eyes.
Oh, 那么呢
or the curls of her hair, when the bees are all together in a swarm.
那么蜜蜂呢？哈，是它呢？哈，这个呢？哈，晃动的啊，流转的这个眼神呢？也代表呢？哈，它这个呢？卷曲的头发啊。如果呢，一堆哈蜜蜂。
Oh, this is Bhagavad. This book, this picture became the cover of Bhagavad Arkamarichi Mala under Gurudev's strict vigilance.
那么这个是呢，这是一本书的，也是个插图啊，其中一个插图了。
And that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur getting a vision of Sri Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate.
那么这呢，就讲到了哈，这个圣 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的话呢，哈。觐见到呢Mahaprabhu 的一个同游 Swarup Damodar
And Swarup Damodar is revealing in his heart the meaning of the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam
那么呢Swarup Damodar 现在揭示了哈圣典薄伽瓦坛的第一个世界的含义
It's pretty good, I don't know what Vikash is talking Vikash doesn't like it Okay, any last question?
还有没有问题呀、啊？最后一个。
有没有那个？
哦 ，You asked， 那个谁呀、啊？阿鲁纳达问个问题、啊：我们来修行究竟是注定的还是偶然的，是吧 ？She asked a question before.
What?
Whether our taking up a bhajan is destined or is the by accident, you know? We should bump into it.
Well, as we read from Chaitanya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu speaking to Rupa Goswami yesterday.
那么昨天我们呢就听到呢哈，马帕布呢对卢帕库双米的这个哈讲述了哈一些的训示。
He told Rupa Goswami this verse.
那么他告诉了卢帕库双米这个世界。
Ekupe Brahmanda Bhumite Konya Bhagya Vanajiv Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. After many many millions of births of performing millions of spiritual pious activities or sukritis, one By the grace of Krishna, one gets the association of the pure devotee, and then by the pure devotee, bona fide spiritual master, one attains Krishna.
所以呢，他说了哈，一个呢，灵魂哈，那么经历的哈百万生世哈，累积这个 sukriti 哈，这种灵性的虔诚的哈，这种功德了，那么呢，他会呢哈遇到一个呢，真实无为的灵性导师，那么急着呢，这个Krishna 哈，这个灵性导师的恩典的话呢，他获得了哈奉爱的这个蔓藤的种子。
So that's why it's important for us to give the people whatever sukriti we can give them.
所以的话呢很重要哈，我们呢能给以后其他的这个呢人的话的话累积啊这个 Sukriti 哈，能给他们积分。
Give them a card, a book, get them to chant.
啊，无论呢给他们一个卡片哈，还是一本书，还是让他们唱诵一句圣名。
Like Kamala did on the train.
Kamala 哈，就是在火车上也给了一些啊卡片给那些人啊感兴趣的。
She got a whole family of a baby and a father and mother to chant.
他让那个啊那个小孩子哈，还有他父母呢都在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
And give them prasadam.
给他们 prasadam.
Invite them to the program.
还能邀请他们哈去参加一些活动。
Like maybe you can invite your friends and family members to our programs now.
所以呢哈，现在也可以邀请一些家里人哈，如果合适的话呢哈，来我们的活动也是一样的奖金活动啊。
Here in Beijing.
哦，现在北京啊等等啊。
Like an example of where you can chant to the trees. Give prasadam to the animals.
哦，像呢树呢哈，唱诵啊哈，给那些呢。
To the fish, to the insects.
动物哈，还有昆虫啊、鱼类的哈，给他们呢prasadam啊，也是。
You can chant to the bacteria.
像呢哈，细菌呢唱诵。
Live a life of compassion.
啊，就是用一种呢哈，同情心哈，有一种同情悲悯之心哈，去呢生活。
An example of how Sukritis extend over a period of millions of births. I'm going to tell you an example.
The accumulation of
Sukriti. Yeah, an example of accumulation.
那么我们讲一下累积呢这种 Sukriti 哈，这个呢一个故事啊。
So
一个例子啊。
Once there was a bird, and he was shot by a hunter in the heart.
那么讲到一只鸟呢哈，被一个哈猎人呢射中了哈，这个射中心了啊，射中。
And so as he was dying, like he was reeling around, he was just walking without knowing where he was walking.
那么他要快死的时候他已经呢就是呢在摇摇晃晃都不知道就没有自觉了在那里撞撞悠。
So he's without knowledge of what he was doing, he circumambulated the temple.
那么呢他不知道在不知情的情况下的话呢他绕拜了这个庙。
With the deities in it.
有个神像在里面的。
And then he died.
然后这只鸟呢就死掉了。
And so in his next birth, he got the opportunity to associate with devotees.
所以呢，下一次的话呢，他得到了一个奉献者的联谊。
So that's Sukriti. He didn't even realize he was getting the Sukriti, but he got it.
所以的话呢，这叫 Sukriti 啊，这是一种不知情下的哈，就是他甚至不知道他已经得到了这种 Sukriti 啊，这种功德。
So if you can get anybody to help you with anything, any service that you're doing.
所以呢，无论你能让别人给你呢帮助你做什么样的服务都好。
Like even donating a loki or whatever.
就像呢他们呢给你一只瓜啊，就是呢我们说菜，或是呢给你呢把你呢送到呢这个地铁站也好啊，火车站好，让你能够听课啊等等。
They're getting Sukritis for that.
那么他也得到了 Sukriti 啊。
Okay, go up, Premanandi. Now
it's time
to go home because I know you wanted to go home early.
有一个问题，咱们那个。这些画能不能做一个盘呢？给大家在家里头可以过节了看看。
可以啊，你幻灯片，你们是不是苏曼格拉很喜欢做幻灯片呢？你们把这些画作是吧？
啊，对。
让它做成幻灯片，然后加上背景音乐，然后呢就可以放啊，可以的，可以的。He want all these photos to make into a like a slideshow, you know? I say some devotees can make, and I'll put all these photos, you add music at the background, and then play later when the, in the festival or any kind of in the calendar, you know, Vaishnava calendar. There's any festival they can play.
Yeah, or they can show it in their homes if they have projectors anywhere.
Yeah.
So you're gonna arrange that?
Yeah. 你要的I think they have these photos.
Who's gonna arrange it? Who's gonna arrange it?
只要
这些画都是机密的，就是没有修行的人不给他们看，是吗？
It's she's mentioned, is this kind of posters is confidential and all these non-devotees cannot read it.
They're confidential and the non-devotees won't be able to understand it, but Gurudev wants it distributed in mass to get in the hearts of all the, any human being or any animal or everyone.
那么呢就说呢这个话呢虽然是机密的，但是 Gurudev 呢想呢向大众派发的。
As I said yesterday about the books, you could even put Even sell the books to a butcher. You could even put the posters up in a butcher shop. No problem.
啊，就说呢，甚至你可以屠夫要屠宰场去呢就是卖这些书，不去拍放这些书和画呢都可以的。
家里的都我都请了。
对，你可以挂起来的。
挂了一个另一个屋
啊，没有关系的，没有关系。She said she put all the posters in one room and then don't allow anybody to come in.
Just the opposite.
你做的正好相反啊。
Because actually, I took the devotee when he was first. The devotee printed these posters. I took him to meet Gurudev.
那么呢，这些哈印的这些画，给奉献者的话呢，他第一次呢带他到见 Gurudev 的。
And he had an idea to get these posters all over India in every single house.
那么呢，仙姑爹呢有这个概念，就说呢，让这画哈派到呢哈千家万户和印度的每一个家庭都有。
But he wasn't sure he was had the right mood because they're confidential, so I took him to see Gurudev at Govardhan.
那么当时这个奉献者有这个想法了哈，那么呢他就Shyamalan Ji带他哈去见 Gurudev 在 Govardhan 山的时候。
And Gurudev said mass, I want this in everyone's heart, they'll all get Sukriti.
那么呢Gurudev 说呢哈，我想让这个画呢哈进入每个人家里面哈，他我想让他们累积 Sukriti 啊。
Even if they don't understand,
就算他不明白，什么都不明白。
Even if they just understand, oh how pretty.
只是说呢，哦，这画很漂亮也行。没问题的啊。
那么说，这个像这画，你说这男同志到夏天什么光膀子呀，穿个裤头啊，这是不是不尊重啊？冒犯了。
It's all these posters in the house, but the males are always, you know, in the summertime naked, you know, like half naked, only have the pants. Males.Like his husband, you know, like son.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
At all. It's
Before
totally
this、
fine.
time, 没问题的是。
Males don't have to be very dressed. Only females do.
他说女人穿好就行，男人不没事的。And also, they're smoking everything in the house. 没问题。
Doesn't matter.
没问题的是。
Because they're all going to hell, and then having the picture there saves them.
哦，他们总归要，他们如果做这事情呢，有时候下地狱的话呢，哈，能看到这些话也能救他们。
If you play the CDs, the Bhajans and Gurudev's lectures, and they hear the sound vibration, that will save them.
就像你哈、哦，放了 Gurudev 的歌哈、哦，这些灵唱的歌啊，那么也能救他们。
Even if they're smoking and eating meat, it doesn't matter.
就算他们抽烟啊，吃肉都没问题。
Gurudev just wrote in a letter that even the、
yeah.
meteors can have tulsi.
They
can't pick the leaves.
哦、上次的话呢，哈，关于托拉西的事情呢，我们写信去问 Gurudev。Gurudev 呢，甚至说了哈，就说吃肉的人也可以呢，在家里面种托拉西。
So by the way, do you all have tulsi in your house? Do you all have tulsi? Raise your hand if you do not have tulsi in your house.
家里面没有tulsi的举手。
Not.
没有tulsi的。
Not.
啊、
My goodness.
那应该去啊、哦、养tulsi。
We gotta get that together.
Shama has all so many. They can take back.
Shama has so many.
Yeah.
Little ones. Okay, Shama's gonna bestow her mercy on all of you.
所以 Shama 要给你们仁慈了哈，你们都领养哈，对
不对？他不
养，他
咋？
他没有管
什
么的。
没问题，咕噜爹这是专门写了信的，甚至呢，非奉献者都可以念图拉喜珠啊，都可以念图拉喜珠啊，只是呢，就说非奉献者不要摘叶子，它可以养，可以浇水，可以绕拜，可以顶拜。
The preparations have tulsi leaves on them.
所以呢，你知道呢 ，Krishna 的话呢，这个 prasadam 如果没有 tulasi 都不接受的，你想 tulasi 有多重要
？Of course, you all have dried tulsi leaves, right?
你们都有 tulasi 叶子吧？供奉，所以有没有 tulasi 叶子的供奉
？Minimum, we should have the tulsi leaves.
起码有干叶子啊。
But even more better if we can worship tulsi every day.
但是呢，最好呢，每天能够崇拜 tulasi。
And Gurudev said you have to offer a lamp.To Tulsi every day.
实际上 Gurudev 提到的哈，在有一次提到，他说每天要给 Tulasi 供一支灯呢。
And when I asked him why, he said, So you can become a gopi.
那么呢，我问他为什么要这样做，他说呢，这样子你成为一个牧牛姑娘，你能够成为一个牧牛，因为她是一个牧牛女儿的啊，纯粹奉献者。
那就是你像我老头吧，他那个有时候我不是像这联谊，我不在家，他给奎师供奉一次，一天我就给奎师供奉一次饭，他呢就摘个独乐西叶，给供奉就行吗？
She said sometimes her husband she's not at home, and every day she off doing one offering, you know, because only two person in the house, no need to cook so many times, so sometimes her husband will offer.And then, you know, picking the tulsi. 你种的是种 tulasi 吗？
对，就是。
And picking tulasi from the tulsi plant.
and then offer is okay or not?
Well, according to the letter we got, it's better not.
那么 Gurudev 姐写这个信的话呢，就说呢，非奉献者最好不要让他们摘叶子。
So you can pick for a couple of days if you're going to be away.
你如果真的是不在家，你可以摘一些日叶子放在那边啊，给他用就行了。
But he can water her.
但是呢，他可以浇水。
He can't pick the leaves.
可以浇水啊。
Because when you pick the leaves, you're also supposed to say a mantra.
因为呢，我们呢摘叶子的时候呢，实际上有一个曼陀罗要念的。
So you need to get the papers. Jamuna will supply you the papers or Shama. Do you have the papers?
你有吗？有吧。
For picking tulsi.
摘叶子。
Chinese meaning.
Not the mantra.
Sanskrit.
Yeah, it's good to chant the Sanskrit also. Because it has a lot of power. Sanskrit mantra has a lot of power. And then remembering the Chinese meaning. Meaning. They're simple to learn. Om Tulasi Amrita Janma Si Sada Tvam Keshava Priya.Keshavardham chanomi tvam vadada vavasobane. And then you pray with another mantra, please forgive me for if I hurt you in any way while I was picking your leaves.
两个曼陀罗，一个是在摘叶子之前唱的哈，就请求呢，就是这个服务Keshava 啊，因为对图拉斯是 Keshava 的仆人嘛。
Keshavardham chanomi tvam vadada vavasobane. Chayano bhavadukam cha yadvidi.
那么祈求他呢，让我们摘他叶子。那么第二呢，就是说呢，摘完叶子之后呢，啊，祈求他的原谅。这两个曼陀罗，你有吧？
没有这个。
有两个曼陀罗。那个香马可能到时候给你们。
And Jamuna will make arrangements so that you can get the slides. So that you can show them to your friends and family members.
你 said sometimes they plant the tulasi, then they cannot take care of it, then just disappear, and then it will be an offense.
Offense. If you can't take care of her, then you can give her to another devotee who can take care of her.
啊，如果呢，有时候呢不能照顾的话，可以让其他奉献者哈先照顾一下啊。
But the only reason not to take care of her is if you're leaving the house. But otherwise, there's no reason not to be able to take care of her.
要是但是的话呢，唯一不能照顾呢，就是说呢你离开家了啊，才不能照顾。平常的时候没有理由不照顾啊。
But if you're leaving the house for some time, you can leave her at the house.
He said that Beijing is very hot, very cold in the winter. It's difficult for to see. Every year.
Just have a heater.
Huh?
You just have a heater.
有没有那个 a heater? 他说 then 24 hours you have to plug in.
Oh, is that cold in the house?
No, say some like 1 month maybe. 有一个月。Under 15 degree,
yeah,
that will be different.
Yeah, but how come Tulsi does so well here? In this house?
She make a special arrangement.
So for 1 month you can give her to Shama. For 11 months you can keep her.
他说有一个月的时间你们可以交给夏马的照管，其他月你就领回去。冬天的时候你可要特别安排一下，冬天呢要保暖呢。它如果低于15度的话可能就比较难受一点。
In other countries when it's very cold they have a little house for her that keeps the.
那么在些冷的国家哈，那么他们呢冬天的时候呢是用那个哈造个小房子的保暖屋那样哈，就给他在里面待的。
But if you can't afford to do that, if you can't afford to do that, I mean, have a pure devotee in your house, like Tulsi, is not an ordinary secreti. You get a lot of benefit.
那么大家呢哈要呢哈，就是说呢，有一个纯粹的奉献者在你家里面哈，就是说呢，要做出这方面的哈一个努力了。
I gave a whole class on, like almost 2 classes on Tulsi Devi in Nanning, so you can hear that.
在南宁的时候呢，有两堂课，差不多两堂课讲了图拉西啊一些。
From Gurudev's lectures, very important.
Gurudev 的哈这个呢。讲稿里面讲到的啊，很重要的，养托拉西啊，因为你家里面你招待了一个纯粹奉献者，所以你稍微要付出一点点啊，你得到很多是亏体的。
这个叫阳，
家没有阳光阴面的。He said there's no sunshine in her house.
No what?
Sunshine. It's very dark. Tulsi need more sunshine.
Is there any place you could put her out outside?
能不能放在外面？
hours a day?
就是每天放到外面去稍微晒一下太阳。Have to go downstairs. She's in the third floor. Have to go downstairs for.
You go downstairs every day anyway.
你们下楼多吗？
三
If it's physically too difficult, then that's one thing. But if you can walk downstairs in her service, then you make a lot of spiritual benefit.
如果 if you cannot do it, then
if you physically can't walk down the stairs, that's one thing.
那么如果你真的不能走下楼的话呢，那是一回事了哈。但是如果呢，你能够做的话呢哈。
But if you can, then you make a lot of spiritual benefit by taking care of Tulsi.
你如果能够做的话呢哈，如果照顾图拉西，你得到很多好处。 严重是吧？
不让养。
哦。
因为他引进了，你要承担业障。
He said in ISKCON is very serious, you know, if you
不让碰，碰就是。
Even you cannot touch.
碰叶子更急。
You know, even you cannot touch the leaves of the tulsi, and many people don't allow them to plant the tulsi, because if tulsi disappear, then it's an offense. You have to take the, you know, karma. Yeah.
Well, if Tulsi disappears, then you could lament and repent and start again to get another Tulsi.
但是Tulsi引进以后呢，你可以呢哈，就是说呢，你可以忏悔哈，可以呢，但是呢，你要去再养。
The benefit of having her much outweighs the offense of losing her.
那么呢，但是呢哈，这个养Tulsi的好处呢，远超过呢哈，你失去它的哈这个坏处啊，就是说你得到。
It's not that she dies and that she leaves her body in 1 second. It's a gradual thing. So if you see that she's getting sick, then take her to some devotee who knows how to take care of her, like Shema. Like if she gets red spider mites, then ask Shema, what do I do? And she'll say, you can spray her with turmeric water or anything.
如果呢哈，比如说呢，图拉喜的话呢，有时候养的不好，也不是说呢一下子就走了哈。那么他有时候呢不好的时候，你可以请教一些哈有经验的奉献者啊，比如说呢有些虫啊哈，虫子有了，你可以喷那个姜黄粉的水啊。 那么呢，可以就是可以自理的。那么呢，可以呢哈，互相呢哈，探讨互相的照顾哦，这个图拉西的。Just
like for anything that we do, we always go to experts and find out how to do it to help us.
就像呢，我们做任何事情的话，都要找哈其中的专家高手了哈，来指导一下。
Well, it's not that you're all alone in the thing, and Shema's only a phone call away.
哦，那么不是说大家做这事情只是你自己的事情的哈，那么你的下马的话呢，你可以打个电话问一下哈，比如说有的奉献者养的比较有经验呢，啊，你可以咨询一下等等。
And if Shema's out of town, then you could just call up the mother of Arjun.
Arjun. 那么如果不在的话呢，你可以去打阿朱娜的母亲电话哈，她呢在南宁哈，养着托西，很多。
We have experts in our Sunday, you know.
很多呢哈，这些呢哈高手哈，你可以咨询哈。网上行吗？上网吗？上网也有很多资料。我的。厦门没有种子，没有种子，那个他们有养一些经验的哈。对。他们从那个印度拿牛粪来买进去，比较有利的哈。那么就是说，我们中国的牛粪可不。
Some devotees said the cow dung is good for Tulsi, you know, under the earth, you know, put underneath. It's okay, but they bring that cow dung from India. They said that in China, if we get cow dung, it will be also powerful for, you know.
Yeah, but there's something, make sure about the cow dung, because when cow dung is very fresh, it's too hot. I mean, it's like burning.
Yeah.
So there's some rule about cow dung and tulsi. I mean, in this day and age, all you have to do is go on Google. Of course, it's in English, but you can ask your English people to help you. And there's so much instructions on how to take care of tulsi. You know, ISKCON handbooks.
那么这个, she said it's okay for cow dung using in China.
What's wrong? Why not? Cow is
没问题, 没问题.
Cow is a cow.
是吧? 哈利 Mohini prepared so much cow dung.
Who?
哈利 Mohini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
For all everybody.
他们家牛粉能烧好。那个是发酵好的，要熬好的那个肥呀，啊，没有。
Yeah, so all your experts can help you.
你们有好多专家的话，可以帮你们忙啊，没问题的。只要是多养的话，你就知道的那个啊，它的性质啊。 比如说怕冷啊，有时候的话，突袭比较怕冷，要有阳光啊，充足一点，那么呢就可以，营养方面哈，的涂料啊，不要染上虫子。
So try to get a lot of posters when you come for Karthik.
to distribute back in China.
他说下次你们去卡提朝拜的时候带多一点画回去派。因为画呢没有语言呢、啊、因为书的话英文书咱们哈有的不能够那个什么。
Also I have a question. I'm hearing that you do local printing, which is good, so that the responsibility is shared.、But at the same time you're saying that you'd like to have the books with、nice covers.、So is it that you don't have a designer or what's the problem?
No designer. Also you get the money to print so many, you know. Because if you print in the factory, you have 1,000 copies you have to print.
Right.
It's like, you know, the 20, so、
right.
the very low,、
right.
very small amount.
Right, right, right.
So if you print like 1,000 for one book, that will cost, like you have to cost more money, much money.
Right.
They don't have
to. You could also have a design in black and white.
Even black and white, you have to, if you print this,
If you print on, say, green paper with black words,、it costs the same amount of money as if you print with a black and white picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, the same.
The same money.
Yeah,
so
we don't have the design also.
So my suggestion is there's a very nice devotee in、
Can he give all this design for the books?
Yeah, he's a devotee of the Philippines.、And he's a nice designer and he can help you.Santi can give you his address if you want.
这时候中国的书的话呢，我们印的话呢都比较简单了。他说如果你要去派发的话呢，应该做的比较好一点。起码呢就是说呢，你现在没有钱印彩色哈，我们印黑白的时候呢，但是也有一些设计啊。那么如果他说菲律宾有个奉献人会搞那个设计很好的，可以用一下啊，比如说我们的书籍的设计啊。
We've already asked him if he could design Chinese books, and he already agreed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, give the address to me, maybe. We can give the books to him, and when he done all this design, you know,
yeah,
can send back to us, and we see whether it's, you know,
yeah, suitable.
Okay, yeah, suitable.
And then you can tell him, no, make it a little more this way, a little more that way. It's not that it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
You can guide him, and he's humble.
Okay.
You can tell him what picture you want on it.
因为现在我们现在国内奉献者还没有完全没有，就说那些哈设计的不是那么多人才的啊，那么呢？他说那个奉献者的话呢，蛮会这一方面的，菲律宾一个奉献者，他愿意帮忙，他当时问过的，愿意帮助中国奉献者，搞一些书籍设计。
The books that you've already designed are also very, very beautiful. I'm very impressed.
Which book?
All the Chinese books are beautiful, the ones that are designed,
yeah,
the covers.
Yeah. 他说看了很多那些他们出版的，ISKCON也出版的一些书籍蛮不错的。
ISKCON?
Yes, ISKCON devotee made.Publish these books.
And your books.
Which books?
Ones, you mean the small ones that.
The small ones, like Perutin did, yeah.
Oh, that one.
Those are nice.
他说彩印的也可以啊，彩印的票。That's another one, yeah. It's a photo, like color copy.
Yeah.
Color copy.
So go Premanandi,
Hare Krishna.
Kirtan. Quick Kirtan so they could be dancing.
哦，现在绕。They want to make a parikram to the Tulsi.
Okay,
so we sing that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Tulsi
Prakriti. 120? That's Paramgurudev?
No, this simple one.
Alright,
this simple one is good. Because ISKCON devotees, they know it.
Alright, they know it, yeah.
我们唱了117页哈，图拉喜绕拜的那些歌啊，你们大家应该都熟悉的。Namo, namo.Tulasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namo Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Ea Vilasi Namo Namo Tulasi Krishna PriyasiJetamala Sarayaya
Colonia da.